Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Technology Leaders.
Welcome to another episode of Atlanta Technology Leaders, brought to us by our friends over at Band of Coders. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and we got another great show stocked full of technology leaders here today. It's another bright and sunny day in Atlanta. Later in the show, we're going to be talking with Brett Connor, the COO of IsoTrack, and talking with Richard Lawrence Dehe. Did I get that right? Or
it's Due.
Due. See, I always butcher someone's name somewhere in a show. It's tradition. And he's the CEO and managing partner of ComplyRx. But first up on Atlanta Technology Leaders, we're going to be talking with Stuart O'Day, the lead software developer with DentalPost. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin.
So, how is it being the lead software developer? Tell me a little bit about that. Tell me how you became, how you got involved with DentalPost, and just a little bit about your backstory.
Sure. So DentalPost is a small company and was founded by Tanya Lanthier and Chris Wilkenlow. And for the last 10 years, Chris Wilkenlow has been the lead software developer, CTO. He's the man.
He wears all the hats.
That's right. So I'm coming on. I'm doubling our production capacity, and the small company get a play with titles. So I'm lead software developer.
So you just got to make
CTO.
It up, and you went
literally,
with that one.
Yeah. Next week it might be something different.
Definitely. Well, tell me a little bit about DentalPost and what you guys are doing out there.
Sure. DentalPost is a website and mobile apps for supporting the dental industry for building high performance teams.
Okay. Perfect. So how did you guys find this problem and decide to attack this? Why did you go with that little niche of just dental?
Sure. So Tanya Lanthier, she's a registered dental hygienist. And back before social networks and internet job sites, she was working in the industry. And dentists were having a hard time filling both temporary and permanent staffing needs. So they would call her up on the phone and say, hey, do you have any friends who can fill in, or I need somebody? So that kind of grew over time, and she kind of had this larger network. And her husband, Chris Wilkenlow, was a software developer, so she went to him one day and said, hey, can we put this online?
And he said, of course we can.
He said, you betcha. So,
and history was made.
Yeah, so when you take a experienced industry professional like Tanya and a senior software engineer like Chris, it's the perfect recipe for a bootstrapped technology startup.
Well, we love to hear about bootstrapped technology startups here. How long have you guys been around now? Is this
right?
New?
So they've been in business since 2005.
Okay, so that's It's not so new. They're past the startup stage.
They're definitely past the startup now. It's a well functioning small business, and they have a lot of growth needs, and that's why I came on board.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit about the growth needs that you guys are going through. Are you guys doing a lot of hiring right now? What's going on with your space?
We're expanding our feature set. So, we've done job postings. Employers can log on and post a job, and we syndicate it out to all the social networks and the internet search, engines. But we also have a very large 300,000 registered users on the site, all dental professionals. Mm-hmm. So they either sign up for daily or weekly emails. They can sign up for push notifications on the mobile app. And so when an employer comes to us, we're sending out their job needs to a very highly qualified base.
Well, I think you guys really are ahead of the curve here, being really forward thinking, making a niche kind of staffing agency, really.
Right. There's incredible advantages to having an industry specific employment site. There's no open ended questions on our site. So when someone comes on, we know exactly what positions we're hiring for. We know their skill sets, the procedures. We know their licensing requirements, their continuing education requirements. So when a dental professional logs onto our site, they feel right at home.
All right, definitely. So let's talk about the technical aspects of this. What are you guys, the coding in, what are you guys doing in this space? So
it's a Java, JavaScript, jQuery mobile, HTML, CSS-based site. We're running in Amazon EC2.
Okay.
Using, their Elastic Load Balancers and everything they have to offer. So it's highly available and ready for as large a growth as we can bring on.
Definitely. Well, you said, is it just a mobile platform, or is it also, do you guys have a web-based platform?
We started with the web-based, and now we have a full mobile platform, Android and iOS, and so we're really getting, trying to get out the...
Get everywhere.
Just get everywhere.
Definitely.
Yes,
so absolutely. Walk me through this engagement. Let's first look at for someone that's actually looking to hire some people in the dental world. What's the problem? How much does a hire cost them, and how hard is it for them to find that perfect person?
Sure. Yeah, so we're very cost efficient as far as it's $79 for a job posting. And if you compare that to, you know, some of the national sites, they're going to charge a lot more, and they're going to have a lot less targeted user base. So an employer can log on. They can choose to, you know, do active, you know, job searching by posting a job, or they can actually buy a subscription to our resume database.
Okay.
And they can review resumes.
And you guys are constantly rotating those.
They are. They're constantly being updated. And so we've recently, you know, started trying to make a better fit, trying to, you know, build these high-performing teams. So we're trying to get more information in front of the employers. So we have a suite of tests and assessments. So as a job seeker, it's, you know, totally optional, but you can go on and you can fill out a personality profile. You can do a values assessment, skills assessment, workplace cultural preferences. So we're trying to get as much information for that job seeker out there so that it can be a very efficient process.
Well, and I know you guys have your little secret sauce algorithm that runs through there and matches it up with the perfect candidates for them.
We do.
Perfect. We do. So $79, that's extremely cheap, especially when you look at, I don't remember what the exact numbers are, but it's in the thousands. It's going to be up to $20,000 if you get a bad hire and they don't work out to your company, right?
That's right. So Tanya likes to say you hire for skills, but you fire for culture. So we're trying to, you know, work on it's the best fit for that dental office. And dental offices around the country, there's, you know, there's corporate-style offices, there's sole proprietor dentists. So there's people who like to – the pace is very fast. Some of them are – they focus on quality. So there's varying degrees all across the country. And so you really have to know the office characteristics before you're going to find the right fit as a job seeker.
Yeah, I've got the dentist office where – I don't know if you've seen the billboard in Sandy Springs. They say free laughing gas. I think that's what they say. So they don't have to have as good a dentist to give out laughing gas. So
that's
you're
one
right
strategy,
about that.
I guess, yes.
So how's the response been? I have to imagine that the dentists absolutely love having this platform instead of these old staffing agencies they'd have to go through.
Yeah, it's very successful, and that's why we're, you know, trying to take it to the next level as far as being everywhere on mobile and the web, and trying to add all these new services to make it as efficient as we can.
Definitely. Well, let's talk about what's coming in 2014, what you guys are doing to enhance the platform. But this sounds like it's becoming even so much like a social platform for these dentists as well as a staffing agency. It seems like it fulfills a lot of needs for them.
Yeah, and we do have big plans. So we're going to, you know, go as we've already gone beyond just simple job posting, but we're trying to make it a full HR capability for the dental industry. So we'll be adding new features and you know, in the coming months.
I absolutely love that. Yes. So that's so great. So let's talk more about the technical aspect of this and how it actually functions. I know is it cloud based, or how do those applications talk together and work?
Right. So we are in Amazon Cloud, and so Chris has really built out, in addition to the industry specific site that we have, there's a core job software platform underneath it. So you know, he's built it that way, and I've actually franchised that core software platform.
Okay, so.
And I'm actually a franchisee in addition to helping build out the platform itself. And I'm taking the salon and spa industry, so I'm going to take that same platform and build it out.
So now you're also building a software as a service kind of thing in the back end, just infrastructure that you guys have built that can work in other industries.
It could, but the app itself is very specific to the dental industry, but there are certain characteristics such as job syndication, in-app message pushing, a lot of that can work for any.
And you already
industry.
Paid to build it out, so now let's repurpose it.
Exactly.
Perfect. So what do you guys need more of? How can we help you at Business Radio X? Do you need more dentists? Do you need more people to develop for you? Do you need more just people that know the industry so they can tend?
Right. So for us, it's really, and thank you for inviting me, is getting the word out that we go way beyond just a simple jobs platform. Mm-hmm. There's generic job software out there, and you fill in the blank, and it'll post it on a website, and it can get it in a search engine. But, you know, getting deep in with the metrics that allow a cultural fit as well as just a job posting, a lot of our customers don't know that yet. And they need to know that there's much more to dental post than just the generic
job
platform.
It sounds like it soon it's going to be the whole HR platform. It's going to have the analytics that are going to say, hey, you can do this or you can do this to help benefit your business. And that's going to be really simple. So the dentist can focus on what they're good at, just fixing people's teeth and providing great service. And then they have something in the background that's helping with the business decisions.
Exactly. And they can delegate that off to their office manager if they want. You know, different dentists and offices do it in different ways. But we work with you know, the hiring professionals in the office and get them what they need.
Perfect. Well, how would our listeners reach out, contact Dental Post, or use it if they need to?
We got a Facebook page, you know, Facebook/ Dental Post. We got a Twitter feed where you can check a job. You can download the Dental Post app, and you can sign up for, you know, the notifications if you're actively looking for a job. Otherwise, you can log on and just follow the industry. Tanya Lanthier, she's got a great blog on the industry. It's highly regarded and well followed. So log on, you know, read the blog posts and find out more about what we do for the industry.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
All right, Kevin. Thank you.
All right. Next up on Atlanta Technology Leaders, we have Brett Connor, the CEO or COO of IsoTrack. Welcome to the show, Brett.
Thanks for the promotion. Appreciate that, Kevin.
So tell me a little bit of about IsoTrack.
Yeah, IsoTrack's a 15-year-old company based out of the UK. However, we're starting a new practice here in North America, software company focused on fleet management.
Okay.
So giving fleet operators, owners, visibility into the movements of their fleets. And the sweet spot's really large retailers, grocers, where delivery on time is very, very important. Delivering fresh ingredients to their stores on time. Mm-hmm. We help them do that.
Okay. So walk me a little bit through your background, how you got to this point.
Sure. I have over 20 years, hard to believe, but over 20 years in the space of where communications meets transportation.
Mm-hmm.
I started a position with Delco Electronics a long time ago, and they were doing some really neat things about integrating new technologies, new hardware, electronics into automobile, and then part of that was introducing communications platform into an automobile. So there's really, really a compelling vision.
Definitely.
And I've worked in that space ever since, is that space of connectivity with transportation, whatever mode it may be, whether it be airlines or trains or logistics, trucking.
So just really those analytics, they're very compelling, and they can really shape how a business is run, and you can really get in there and make people more efficient.
Yes. Yeah, it's really that visibility.
You must be absolutely just stoked that the new technologies that have come along that make this so much easier to track that kind of stuff.
Yes. When we take a look at communication networks, they're much more robust. That's not even a question.
Yeah.
In the past, that was really the Achilles heel. What do you do when you're out of coverage? That's not an issue anymore. And then sensor technology is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing a lot of developments around home delivery and all these really robust sensors inside the delivery vans, tracking temperature, humidity, shock, rough driving style, anything that can be pulled out of the vehicle through sensor technology. We can take that data, repurpose it, present it on a dashboard for the frontline users or even senior management.
So just walk me through a customer engagement where a customer comes to you and the services that you offer and how it benefits their business, gets them an ROI.
Yeah. Many of our customers have already had some kind of experience with fleet management. However, they're wanting to get even more efficiency or inefficiency driven out of their business. They want to get more information out of their vehicle fleet,
mm-hmm.
Have meaningful data, have it presented in a meaningful way, so exception-based alerting.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, it's not pulling the data that's difficult. There are reams and reams of data and lots of reports. Folks today don't have time to do that.
Yeah.
So what we try to help them do is manage by exception.
Okay.
We present alerts when something's going wrong. So maybe you have a plan. We're working with your partners to understand what your plan was for the day, you know, the deliveries,
yeah.
When are those going to take place, and then when that plan is going wrong. So you'll have a little green KPI button on your dashboard, whatever that is you're wanting to watch, on-time arrivals. So, okay, that's green, and then you may see your turnaround time target of 30 minutes. Your turnaround time's now maybe 31 minutes. That's amber. And then maybe there's another metric, maybe over-revving the engines. That's something you care about around engine performance. That's red. There's a real problem with the way your drivers are handling the trucks to be on time.
It goes so much into that I own a bunch of trucks. I want to make sure that the drivers aren't decreasing the life value of my truck because I think this is going to last 10 years, and now it's only going to last 5 is the way this guy's driving it.
Yeah, that would be one payoff. Another would be doing more with less.
Yeah.
So let's make sure that those trucks are fully loaded with goods when they're heading out to, you know, from a distribution center out to a retail site. What could we do to help them better utilize those trailers, reduce the number of partially full trailers or empty trailers or movement of trucks without a trailer at all. So give them visibility into how they're managing their fleet operations, that business, and drive the waste out. For example, we have customers that have been able to reduce their fleet size by 10%. Huge payoff.
Definitely.
Fuel economy improvements by 23%.
You're saving them. Yeah. That's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars right
Absolutely.
There. And that's just from you guys custom build this for them too. You analyze the data, they tell you what's important, and then you make it really easy for these guys to read it. And they're not data analysts or anything. These are just people that know how to run their business. They understand their business. But that means you guys have to sort of understand their business as well. It sounds like you guys do.
We really do. That's another thing that's really unique about Isotrak. We have a legacy of being in the transport business. We were actually spun out of a large transport company, and we were the IT organization. Our genesis was working with some very large grocer retailers in the UK. We developed our software platform around those unique needs that grocers have about getting those goods to market as quickly as possible, as fresh as possible. And that's been our sweet spot.
Yeah.
We actually, when you take a look at the top grocers in the world, like the top 25, 25% of those are using an Isotrak system.
Wow.
So really impressive. And it speaks to that value of knowing where your products are as they're coming to market, especially when they're perishable.
So how are you guys getting in front of these different companies to sort of just tell them? Because the value proposition, it's a no-brainer. I've talked to you for 10 minutes, and I'm sold. I don't even run this business, but I can see the value in it. But how are you getting in front of these people, having this kind of level of conversation with them?
Well, one of the ways that we've really been successful is word of mouth. So we have some very good relationships with two large retailers in Canada, and the way that they have found out about us is through our UK operations.
Okay.
So either their UK operations had some exposure to our software and used it, or the individuals used to work at one of the UK companies that uses our software, and now they're in a new company and they bring along this awareness of what Isotrak can do for the business.
Definitely. So why are you guys establishing your North American headquarters here in Atlanta and branching out from there?
Well, when you take a look at Atlanta, it has a great story to tell. We work internationally, so being in the Eastern time zone is really great to work with Europe. It's easy to work
you
with
got Hartsfield 80, Jackson.
Absolutely. A two-hour flight to 80% of the population. It's a big logistics center, which is what we do. We work in logistics. A great partner ecosystem, technology. Georgia Tech is a huge resource. Manhattan Associates is a great partner.
Definitely.
So we work with their transportation and warehouse management systems, integrate with those. So it's just a natural fit for us.
Perfect. So what's next for you guys in the coming year, and what do you guys need more of? How can we help?
Well, we anticipate some pretty phenomenal growth based on what we've been experiencing so far. We just came back from Manhattan Momentum, which is a really great show. And Papa John's was endorsing Isotrak at that event.
Okay, that's huge.
It's really great. So awareness is a big part of it, and shows like this are really helping us. The other part is we're establishing our presence in Buckhead, down in the Buckhead area.
Okay.
And then we'll be staffing up with product leaders, you know, product management, project management. Trainers, so help our customers really understand the software and utilize it.
Okay.
If they use the software, there's value and they stick with us.
Definitely.
That's what we found.
That's huge right there. Well, how do our listeners reach out, contact you guys, and learn more? Because I think a conversation like this is really, it's a no-brainer for a lot of these companies out there that do this.
Yeah, we're also on all the different social media outlets. The easiest way is just www. www.isotrak, isotrak.com. So whether they want to learn a little more about the company, seek employment opportunities, we welcome to take a look at that site.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
All right. Last but definitely not least, we have Richard Lawrence Duhay. Did I get that right that time, or did I butcher it again? I'm terrible with names. I'm sorry.
It's Duhay.
Duhay. All right. And he's the CEO and founding partner of Comply Rx. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about Comply Rx and what you guys are doing out there to help people.
Yeah. The short story is a few years. I've been in the healthcare industry for 25 plus years on the governor's advisory board here in Georgia for managed care. So I've had the privilege to work with large and small employers for a number of years looking at what their issues are as it relates to engagement with their employee population. So what we decided to do was to create a mobile app platform a couple of years ago that would help people who have chronic illnesses more effectively connect with their physician's treatment plan.
Okay.
And help their caregivers understand how they can more effectively care for a loved one and to make their job a little less stressful, let's say, originally through a website and then through mobile app platform. And then on the way to the forum, let's say, I had old clients that I worked with in another company that would say, could we use this platform to connect with 401k information and with regulatory documents and push notifications about this, that, and the other? And, you know, when it's your baby and you think your baby's beautiful and you feel like, well, wait a minute, are you saying my baby's ugly? And they're going, well, no, I just want to know if your baby can walk and crawl. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was kind of one of those deals. So I went back to our software development team and they said, sure, it can support that. That's not what we designed it for. So without naming names of companies, I guess I can. It's Flowers Foods Industry, the treasurer down there in South Georgia, is someone who recognized me from my previous company. Mm-hmm. And they noticed he looked at me and said, well, could we connect to our 401k information? And I said, sure. Now, they're not a client of ours, but my point is what I love about my job is every time I meet with someone new, they have ideas for ways to use our platform that we originally
never would have thought of.
Just the other day, last week, we do some work with the Sports Legacy Institute out of Boston, and they're an organization that's involved with head concussion and head trauma.
Yeah.
And Chris Nowinski has been interviewed by Bryant Gumbel on HBO Sports.
Yeah, I think I saw that special on concussions.
Yeah, right. And so we met 5+ years ago at an industry conference and became friends. And so we provide our platform to their organization. We will in July, so they can get the word out through push messaging about their clinical research.
Definitely.
And what they're doing. And, you know, and again, I wouldn't have thought to help a nonprofit to increase their giving, financial giving, through a smartphone and an iPad when we originally named the company Comply Rx and whatever.
Well, I could also see for that example, think about a coach, a school has this platform, a kid gets a concussion, the parents, again, want to do everything they can do to help, and they Google everything. Well, the coach and the physician on staff is going to say, these are what you need to do. Well, they can push out that list to the parents so everyone's on the same page, giving the athlete the right amount of attention.
Exactly. And matter of fact, my wife and I will be in Chicago in June. Bob Costa is going to be speaking at an SLI, a Sports Legacy Institute charity event for Jim McMahon, the Bears football quarterback. And he was recently in the news for head trauma. And anyway, so it's just evolved in that direction. And through that relationship, we've had some professional sport teams contact us about game day alerts.
Yeah.
So when you think of healthcare, you certainly wouldn't evolve it to creating an app platform that allows a client to create game day alerts. So when they're contractors at a stadium and there are hundreds of individuals at a particular professional game, and they don't always know their names and email addresses and, you know, and whatnot. Yeah. And you give best instructions you can. But the idea is that while they're at the game, prior to the game, they would have been instructed, download this unique mobile app. So if there's a bomb threat or an issue in the stadium, you're going to get a push notice with seating chart of the stadium and what to do and how to respond and whatnot.
Well, I think you guys have sort of you've improved a problem that, I mean, there's other solutions out there, but it sounds like you guys have removed a lot of the clutter and the fear and made it a lot easier to get this and actually get relevant information instead of I go to the Georgia Dome, I apply for this, and now I'm getting push notifications for everything. So it sounds like you're doing relevant stuff.
Yeah, right. And what we do on a client basis is there are literally hundreds of thousands of mobile apps, and mobile app adoption in the month of January actually – searching through information through a mobile app exceeded for the first time ever searching through information vis-a-vis a PC.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I've got all these articles I brought and whatnot. But it's just exciting to see that there literally are billions of users with mobile devices. And they're looking for ways to not feel overwhelmed with all these different apps.
Mm-hmm.
And so companies want to aggregate and create corporate messaging campaigns during a typical 12-month period where they can say, for the first quarter of whatever, we think you as an employee, it's really important that you not forget about 1, 2, and 3. So they can go into our administrative dashboard. They name the subject topics of 1, 2, 3 and connect to PDFs, URLs, training videos, anything. And then we help get that message out to the employee or plan member, reminding them through push, don't forget about this.
And that way they don't feel like their boss is completely keeps nagging or calling them, hey, have you done that yet? Have you done that yet? And it's still getting done and the information's there, but it makes it feel like, oh, this is my app. It's helping me be a better employee. And it really is.
It is. And we don't live in a world today where it's commonplace for an employer to tell an employee, download the new company app for corporate messaging. All right. You know, ask yourself, and your listeners can even think right now, how many companies do I know of that have a corporate mobile app strictly for employee communications?
None, hardly any.
Very few, right. And that's what's so exciting. When we first started, we approached UBA and Assurex brokerage firms. That's a kind of a good housekeeping seal for independent brokerage firms. And we have in Atlanta, the benefit company is one of our clients. They're in the King and Queen buildings, and they have a number of large of clients. And then the McCart Group is also a client of ours with Steve Needle and John. And anyway, but I bring it up just because these guys help design an employee handbook and the language in a handbook, so they can actually write language that says, if you just download this app, you'll automatically get a $25 Visa gift card, or you'll see a contribution to your health savings account. Then there are potential rewards or incentives to continue using it through the year, whether it's an engagement alert that reminds you, here are ways to save money, specifically pushing out a link to some vendor relationship, whether it's a dentist with our friend that we interviewed first. It may be that there's a dental network that they want you to have direct access to at a discount. And it just reminds you, don't forget, when you're going to the dentist,
and it's not spamming me with stuff. It's giving me relevant information that I want, and that's huge right there. I think that's really the next pivot point that people haven't caught on to yet.
Well, and the other part to pick up on that is our users can create their own group segments. So if you want a group segment about a particular disease state or a topic about anything within your company or within your industry that interests you, you create that group. It's like a community. And then you can opt in and out of that group anytime you want. So then targeted messages are pushed out and only received by someone who says, I want to receive information relating to whether it's diabetes or to my company's fun run or community events that my company is involved with, you know, whatever. So again, it's in the hands of your employer with a fun tool that they can go to our HIPAA compliant secure dashboard, create things on the fly. You literally hit save and refresh, and 24/7 every mobile device is automatically updated.
Well, that's huge. You brought up a good point. Being HIPAA compliant, that means any hospital can just grab your platform and go ahead and use it and not have to worry about all that private information getting out.
They could. They certainly could.
Okay. So what's in the coming months for you guys? What's next? I find it very it's very cool that you had an idea and a problem you wanted to solve. So you created a technology to solve that, and now you're in the business of reselling this technology because you made such a great technology. Can you walk me through that process?
The process of, you know,
just the experience you right. went through from.
Well, this is, you know, as I say, this is not my first rodeo. Years ago, I invented a soft drink product called Cajun Cola. And I don't want to get sidetracked, but it was the first naturally cinnamon spice soft drink. And so we sold millions of cans and bottles of that. It was from an idea that I had while I was at work one day. And it got me on the cover of Inc. magazine and, you know, Good Morning America, USA Today.
What are those? Those are small-time programs, right?
Yeah, no-time guys. Yeah. And because of that, Inc. magazine had a 30-year special anniversary publication they did a few years ago, and I was named in one of their top five categories. Is they had a group of 30 of their most unique entrepreneurs, and I was in one of those. Trust me, though, that designation doesn't buy you a cup of coffee in Starbucks.
Yeah.
So we're just like any other guy in this room. You know, we're growing and wanting to do the right things. And to kind of bring this back to your question. We just saw a need that we felt like employers wanted to be empowered to have relevant information that was not only relevant for their corporate culture, but relevant for that person, and that it could be sent in a timely fashion. And so literally, I took existing technology, nothing's new, and just aggregated in a clean blank slate where if you're using 10 different vendor partners for whatever it might be, you can decide this quarter who's the featured vendor partner and why as it relates to your company and corporate culture.
That seems like a no-brainer. So have you seen a lot of success? Have companies really grasp onto this? And how are you going to market?
Well, we're going to market primarily through brokers, mm-hmm. and occasionally we sell direct. And because of who I've met over the years I've been in Atlanta, we have some marquee name clients that we've sold direct that will be coming on in July.
Okay.
And then through – the fun thing is our brokers will go to their industry conferences, and like a proud papa, they'll show off their app.
Yeah.
Because they use it to drive more business to their brokerage firm. Mm-hmm. Because if you understand the niche of group health selling insurance, there aren't a lot of brokerage firms that have their own mobile app.
Yeah.
Just like most companies don't.
Marketplace.
Yeah, right. From that perspective, let's say, for that type of advertising. So they use it to help promote. And the great thing is our brokers will tell us that they've helped to close new business just because of the fact that they had the app that they could put in front of a client and say, in addition to all these wonderful things we'll do for you, we'll help integrate your mobile campaign or a messaging campaign that now can become mobile.
And that's a huge value proposition right there in itself.
It cuts printing cost, and it cuts something as simple as an employee benefit document. They're always in a PDF and, you know, downloadable and whatever. You go to a robust employer's website portal, and you get lost at all the different things that
easily,
are there.
Yeah.
So what we do is we take out that visual clutter, and we ask an HR director, tell us your top two or three emails or phone calls that you receive during open enrollment or during whatever, during a plan year. We then aggregate onto the website the subject, topic, and the click-through. So when that employee, instead of going to landing at a homepage on a website, can then click directly to within that homepage where they really wanted to end up.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we take them to.
See, that's huge right there. I love what you guys are doing. So if our listeners want to reach out, contact you, have this kind of conversation, learn more about how they can integrate this into their business, how would they do that?
Well, they can either go to eectalk.com, and it's just eectalk, and then they'll be reconnected instantly to our corporate homepage, which is complierx.com. But I think it's a little easier for listeners to remember EEC Talk. So just go to our website, and there are clear-cut information links that you guys can, you know, send us a query, and then we'll quickly follow up and let you know how we can help you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this is Kevin Finn for our guest today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family and our friends over at Band of Coders saying we'll see you next week on Atlanta Technology Leaders.
Atlanta Technology Leaders is brought to you by Band of Coders. Band of Coders is a company of talented software developers who energize clients' projects and their development teams.